News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I got somebody held on through the break, so let me grab the phones real quick. Line 2, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams from Right Side. How are you today?
Oh, mighty fine, and I thought your doctor friend, I appreciate hearing him. And I think what he's trying to say is a successful parasite or pathogen does not kill its host. It modifies itself because it has to propagate. If it kills its host, it kills itself.
And that's exactly, he did say something very similar to that, yes. And that's true. And that's one of the things that, I mean, as he said, as it mutates, it becomes typically most viruses as they mutate become less deadly because of that very reason. They don't want to kill off their host.
And we got bacteria in our stomachs that help us digest and everything, almost a symbiote nowadays.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point. Have a great day, Brian. Appreciate you calling in. All right, so folks, listen, and he's right. I mean, and so I guess one of the things I would say in this case, and, you know, I got to give props to President Biden on one thing. He did say this is not a cause for panic, all right? I've gotten to where it's hard for me to hear him speak, all right, because I'm so opposed to his policies that I'm having trouble getting past the person. But every once in a while, I have to remind myself, listen, he might say something you agree with. And the one thing I did hear out of his presser today that I did agree with was he said, this is not a cause for panic. And so I would say the same thing. Just listen, there is every reason to believe that this mutation process is normal and part of it. It just is. It's just that we're so fixated on COVID that anything that happens becomes another round of clickbait on the websites in the 24/7 news cycle. So just understand, we're going to live with it. And I would suggest this. I'm not a doctor, so just go ahead and take this for what it's worth. But as somebody who's been reviewing this and preparing daily to be able to come on this show and talk about it, I will just tell you that it appears to me that we have moved past pandemic into what's called endemic, which means it's a part of our lives. It's kind of like flu. Flu happens. You can just, I mean, how many times have you been scared of flu? How many times has your school shut down? Now flu may be different, and I get it. What I'm saying is flu has become something that is endemic to our society. It is not pandemic to our society. It is something that does not cause shutdowns and mass hysteria. It is something that is we've learned to live with, and we have to manage within the parameters that flu happens. And so all that to say, we're pretty much there right now, too, with COVID. Life has to go on. The last thing we need is the continued politicalization of COVID, which I'm going to continue past this next break because it's too important not to talk about it. Because today's press conference, although I did agree with him, it's not a time to panic. Thank you, President Biden, for saying that one. He went on to say a number of things that I thought were not so good. All right. Like, for one, he said, and I'm quoting, if people are vaccinated and wear their mask, there's no need for lockdown. That was in response to a reporter question, because he did take questions today, a few. You could tell he had the names already in front of him. He picked certain. Peter Ducey didn't get a question, I can tell you that. But he says, if people are vaccinated and wear their mask, there's no need for a lockdown. Well, what's the opposite? What if government decides not enough people have been vaccinated, or that they want you to wear your masks and you're not? Then are they going to lock down? I mean, the implication is there's no need for a lockdown today. Or maybe I'll say it his way. There's no need for a lockdown today. No lockdown. No lockdown today. And I'm just telling you, it's not off his table is what I'm saying. And it has to be off the table. Story I'm looking at right now that I'll wind up covering more after the top of the hour news is it comes off the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal editorial board issued a piece this past weekend. They call it the Omicron variant panic. And they point out that markets immediately began to fall when the reports of the Omicron variant came out. It says the Dow fell by 2.5% while U.S. crude tumbled 13% as U.S. and other countries restricted travel to South Africa. Markets sold off worldwide on the new variant of concern. And folks, the storyline in this piece from the Wall Street Journal ends with the concept that Americans and the rest of the world need to learn to live with an ever-mutating virus, and so do our politicians. The worst thing we could have, it says, the bigger danger is more government lockdowns. More on that when I get back at the top of the hour. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.